degree in management information systems. Worked for IBM, AT&T, Occidental Chemical, Standard Oil, the Federal Reserve Bank.
You worked for the Federal Reserve Central Bank?
Uh-huh. Out of Kansas City. Matter of fact, I flew into Dallas with their systems to load them up on a computer for the whole regions that were consolidating their systems there. But I have a background in that, but I shifted and went into, actually, I was in faith-based stuff for a while. I went from really high-paid job to working with young people, high school, college age, trying to help them find their purpose in life. So I went from a real high-paying job to a real low-paying job. But I loved what I was doing, and I needed to find a way where I could put my heart and my head to work. And that's what led me to this kind of independent entrepreneur micro-business with a networking dynamic to it. And so I have traveled to probably 45 countries in my lifetime. Many of those were on business and opening markets and meeting with health professionals. I've had meetings with the Nigerian Medical Association, the pharmacist societies there, Ghana Medical Association. We kind of opened those markets with a glutathione product, a kind of a first generation from what we're doing now.
When was this that you were?
This would have been from 2018. We began that process, and really I was with that company until 2020 when I had to sell it all to build my own. So
you had to, or you mean
I had to? They wouldn't let me keep what I had done with them and go start my own company, so I had to sell the business that was developed as well as the product that I had helped develop.
So with your experience in, sounds like, computer,
I have a background in, software, systems engineering.
And then you transition here. So George G. Renninger.
Correct.
Is the co-founder and president of ProVision Global.
Mm-hmm.
And George, you're bringing to market a bottle of the ProVision GSH.
Yes. GSH is the chemical symbol for something called glutathione. And glutathione is the master detoxifier, master cleanser, master antioxidant is how it's often referred to for your body.
And where is it found? What's the source?
Well, glutathione, our formula, we use NAC, N-acetylcysteine, as a precursor for your body to manufacture its own glutathione. Glutathione has three amino acids. It's cysteine, it's glutamic
essential
acid.
Amino acids? Because the non-essential and the essential amino acids.
Yeah, these are essential. And also glycine. But what happens is cysteine will bond with glutamic acid and they form what's called gamma-glutamyl cysteine. And then there's a third bonding with glycine. But once those three have bonded and become one, it is GSH. It is glutathione. And it has the power to take toxins out of the cell, put energy back in. It can donate its own electron to, quench a free radical. Glutathione will also pass through the mitochondrial wall and will repair the DNA inside of a cell. So it's quite a superhero of antioxidants, as you heard. Dr. Oz one time had a segment, on that. And it is really the superhero of master antioxidants. So
why is it that... I want you to talk a little bit about vaccine injury and can it help vaccine injury? Why is it that this is a product, a supplement that's really not mainstream? It's not.
It's not mainstream yet, but I believe it will be. If I say CBD, nobody would have known what that was 15, 20 years ago. Now there's a CBD shop in every corner. GSH is one of those heroes in the waiting whose day is now coming upon us. And I will say, I told you we support your body's own natural glutathione production. We also have bioavailable glutathione in our product. So we come after things with five core sciences. N-acetylcysteine, bioavailable glutathione, what's called S-acetylglutathione, which will focus on crossing into the mitochondria and doing that DNA repair. We have something called ACE-mannan that comes from the allo molecule. And studies that were done at Texas A&M showed that when you take ACE-mannan, your glutathione production was accelerated 300%. And so also SOD, superoxide dismutase, also a hero and master antioxidant. And I kind of think of glutathione and SOD as the mother and father of master antioxidants. And it's like, well, which one's more important? And the reality is you need both. And so that's why these are what are in our product. You mentioned, you know, if somebody's vaccinated or not vaccinated. We like to say the vaccine question, we transcend that question. Because if you didn't vaccinate, you are absolutely focused on what can you do to build your natural immune system, detoxify your body from the toxins that are in the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink. We touch the table, we may have been exposed to something. Listen, our immune systems have been robust for thousands of years, and they will be robust thousands of years from now if we go back to what I would call a creator paradigm. You know, the original fathers of medicine, Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine, your medicine your food. Paracelsus, the father of Western pharmacology, said everything that mankind needs to sustain good health and healing is provided by the creator in nature. The challenge of science is to find it. And so while, you know, certain have run through this, you know, manipulate RNA and some of the things that are experimental by their own admission right now, whether somebody did or did not, I believe glutathione and our product specifically in the way it was designed, it's very robust. We have quercetin, we have zinc in there, we have a number of key ingredients that will support your physiology during this time and any time in history and in the future. And so
are you personally, you're personally taking this on a daily basis?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And are you doing it to fight off free radicals outside of what are present in these viruses, these COVID?
Sure. That thing that's going around right now.
Omicron or, yeah.
Hey, it was what Omicron now, variant, Delta, whatever. Sure. You know what? In 2 years, there's going to be something new.
Right.
There always is.
Right.
And the key is do you have an immune system that recognizes friend or foe, and do you have the glutathione capacity to neutralize it and repair the damage that it does? And so the answer is, whether you did or you didn't is actually a question that, you know, I have my own personal convictions about it. My business partner has different convictions about it. For us, we're about humans. We're about saving people wherever they are today. We feel we're on a rescue mission to the human race. We live at a time where there is a need for better solutions to physical health. And there's a business model that we have connected to our business as well, because people have been damaged financially as well. You know, one said, if I could take your health, I'll get your wealth eventually. And the others would say, well, if I steal all your wealth, I'll eventually get your health. And so these two things are like a double-edged sword, and we bring them together. So we're micro-business people, and we are microbiology, micronutrient people for wellness and for unity as well. Whether you did or didn't is a personal choice. We believe in that. We don't believe in mandates regarding what you should do for your health. But what we do believe in is giving people the best information so that they can make an educated decision about what they want to do. And no matter which way they go, we're interested in supporting physiology so that they can have a quality of life and, Lord willing, a nice quantity of life.
When did you get turned on to this glutathione supplement?
Well, this is interesting. I have a background, like you said, systems engineering. Then I did some youth work, you know. But as I began to look into nutrients, now this is a personal thing, and so I don't want to, you know, throw anybody off, but I will just say I see certain nutrients in biology that reflect things that I believe in theology. And that's kind of a unique perspective. I look in nature and I see things doing something that speaks of something I believed as a soul healing level theology. But when I see that parallel, for some reason that excites me as a human. And so my first exposure was with the Ace Manin molecule in this kind of realm. Ace Manin is the active ingredient from the aloe plant. If you've ever broken an aloe open, it's hard and crunchy at the beginning. But if you leave it for an hour, a couple hours, you come back, it's all soft and squishy. Why is that? There's actually an enzyme that begins to eat the mannose healing molecule out of it. And so, you know, the gentlemen that I'm friends with were on the original patents for this kind of technology. And basically, they've come up with a better way to process that, flash freeze it, using water to isolate that molecule and to deliver it in a capsule. You know, and we've got some new technology coming as well, where we're using nanoparticle sized in a liquid energy shot. That's going to be really cool, much more potent. That'll be out probably in about 60 days. Same five core sciences, but it's all about how do I empower not just older people who like capsules, but some of the younger generation that's done things with their body. Some of them didn't even have any choice, but if they're having issues with, you know, how their body's responding to things, we're not here to point fingers. We're here to bring the solution, which is let your body be strengthened, detoxified. The studies on glutathione and DNA repair are significant. People should go to PubMed and take a look at this. This is not which doctor. This is not a herb from the Amazon that nobody's ever heard of. There's hundreds of thousands of studies showing the power of these nutrients. And interesting, the Ace Manin molecule is actually in the shape of a Hebrew letter of a shin. Now,
are you Jewish?
Messianic Jewish. So that means I also believe in Messiah as Yeshua, Jesus. So I'm kind of too Christian to be Jewish and too Jewish to be Christian. You know, we're kind of the black sheep of everybody normally. But the reality is we have the best of both worlds. And so the shin is the summary in many ways of Judaism. It is the first letter of Shaddai, which is one of the names of God. Every mezuzah on every Jewish door has the Hebrew letter shin. Jerusalem is in the shape of a shin. You know, it is the first letter of the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. You know? And so... But interestingly, this molecule is on the surface of every cell, and it communicates on the surface what's going on inside the cell so that the immune system can modulate and manage itself. And so if you look up Ace Manin on PubMed, you're going to see some amazing information on what that molecule does. I share that in the context of this seminar here because my second messianic molecule, if you will, is glutathione. Three amino acids that once they bond and become one, so the three are one, it can take toxins out of the cell, it can put energy back in the cell, it can cross into mitochondrial DNA and repair the DNA. It's like the gospel. You know, I mean, that's, matter of fact, it's kind of like the Shema and the Lord's Prayer are like two ruling prayers for a lot of different people that kind of don't see themselves together, but some would say, like a Dennis Prager would say, the Judeo-Christian values built the Western world. We believe in a law that's just, but we also believe in compassion and redemption. And when somebody makes a wrong decision, things can be repaired and rejuvenated. And that's the message of Yeshua, the Messiah, what he came for. Mm-hmm. But I see these in biological molecules. But I also see it in society. I mean, if I walked around this meeting place here, they're either one side or the other of those two things, typically, of what I'm mentioning. They value this, you know, justice that is clean, where it's just balances. Nobody wants their agenda over others. It's let's have just balances. Let's have an equal playing field. Let truth battle for itself out in the marketplace. And then let's decide ourselves, because that's what we are as humans. We have moral capacity and responsibility to choose. And so I know that's a lot, but I see in molecules, biology, what I see in theology, and it motivates me. That's really why I'm here. I feel, you know, there was once a movie called Chariots of Fire. If you ever saw that movie, Chariots of Fire?
Perhaps, yeah.
It's about Eric Little, a gentleman who was, Olympic athlete. And he was on his way to the mission field, but he changed to go into the Olympics. And they asked him, why would you do that? You feel this primary calling to this. Why would you do this? And he said, when I run, I feel the pleasure of God. And I would say this, when I do business with these natural molecules and I know what they can do for people's physical health and well-being, I feel the smile of God on what we're doing. So I try to price everything as well. My pricing, my profit model, everything like that is so that people who have nothing could be in business with us. You know, you don't have to pay a registration fee to be a part of our company. You could learn our message and go do business, never even buy anything from us, and you can still make money with our company. We've done some things that, in the end, when we go into poverty markets, we can take this 60-capsule bottle and micro-package it into smaller amounts so that it can sell, because that's how you sell in poverty-stricken communities. But we can allow people to work their way entrepreneurially with a product that makes a big difference. So, anyways, I'm sorry, I'm probably running off.
No, it's fine, George. No, I'll keep you focused there. So the question now is, what is the source that you're extracting your glutathione supplement? Where are you getting it from? So listeners will, it's found in the body naturally.
Yeah.
What are you doing to find the source to supplement? Where is it coming from?
Well, multiple sources. There's a number of different ingredients that are in our product. But, you know, our N-acetylcysteine, we work with a manufacturing company called Lacour Manufacturing. But they have the highest...
Where are they based?
They're based in Van Alstine, Texas. And so they're dear friends of ours. And so we're kind of there by way of grace and favor is what I would say.
You have a patent on this? No,
it's a proprietary blend. We just kind of have our secret as to where our sources are and how much of each milligram we're using. Because there actually is some equations based on the science that says, well, how much can a person produce of glutathione?
Right. Yeah.
How much of the raw bioavailable glutathione do I use? How much of that acetyl glutathione so that I can support the DNA repair? How much of
peer reviewed studies?
Yeah, that's where we try to take all of our information is from study. Oh, you mean on our specific product?
Yeah.
Not yet. We have ingredients that there's peer-reviewed studies on. We're a brand new company. We have a commitment that when you hit our $1 million a month mark, we're going to run our own double-blind, placebo-controlled human study. We're going to measure glutathione markers. We're going to measure oxidative stress markers. And we're going to measure quality of life markers around the areas that we know our product hits. Like, you know, optimization of energy levels, athletic performance and recovery, protection from the harmful effects of stress, revitalization of the skin and youthful appearance. There's literally double-blind placebo-controlled human studies showing glutathione will increase the elasticity of your skin and remove spots, age spots, and so forth. But, you know, ultimately right now, aside from all these wonderful benefits like sleep and so forth, we know that the world right now is understanding that we are in a biological warfare.
Yeah.
And we don't know what with. I mean, if you went around here, there's differing opinions. Some would say it's a conspiracy.
Transhumanism.
Yeah, all those different arguments. And I understand those arguments. But I will say this. There has been, regardless of that, so I don't actually have to move into those domains for somebody to enjoy the benefit, whether they did vaccinate or they didn't vaccinate.
Yeah.
We know more glutathione good, less glutathione bad. And so,
really?
Yeah.
Can you overdose on it? Can your body?
You can probably take more than what your body's going to use.
How does your body react?
Well, you'll pee it out.
So there's no adverse effect to over.
Not that we've seen. I mean,
anything
can be. I mean, you could drink water until you drown, you know, which
true,
I would recommend.
True, yeah.
You know, this is a $50 product for a month's supply. You know, I don't think people are going to throw it around and waste it too much. It's an inexpensive product for what's in it, but it's still $50. You're going to take it value. We on the label basically say take two capsules once or twice daily with 8 ounces of water. If you're a person who's in reasonably good health, you would want this product every day to keep your glutathione levels, keep your immune system robust, energy levels, all that goes with it. If you're fighting something, if you're feeling like you're under a physical battle, you know, I'd say take, you know, four capsules a day, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. Some people take more than that, but, you know, I think that that's really where we come in.
Who else is doing what you're doing? George, who else is doing this?
There are other companies that have focused on glutathione.
Yeah.
And I've been a part of some of them. I've been like the lead marketing person for some of them. but they're not doing what I'm doing here.
What separates you?
I took the best of new science. I took the best of precursor support, letting your body produce its own glutathione, and a whole support blend that helps your body recycle its glutathione, and also to recycle all of its antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E. You can take
recycling these.
Yes, because you can take, some people take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C,
right? Yeah,
but they're not recycling it. I can do more with 200 milligrams of vitamin C if I'm recycling it over and over again than they can.
I've never heard of this, George.
Yeah, it's actually amazing stuff. The biology, I mean, I believe in a creator, and I think our bodies are a wonder. Our bodies are the healing mechanism. Our product isn't designed to treat, cure, or mitigate disease, but it is designed to give your body what it needs so it can do all that miracle healing, recovery, and everything that amazing being you live in, you know, is designed to do.
Really amazing, George. Look, folks, I've taken two capsules. George saw it. I swallowed with some of the water he gave me. And I'm intrigued with this product. Give listeners some of the people that you've spoken to, some of the success
with the
stories.
Product?
Yeah, who out there has tried your product and is on it and says, hey, you know, George, this is great.
Yeah, we have a number of people. Actually, quite uniquely, we've had no chargebacks, which is like unheard of in our kind of an industry. You know, people buy and then say, oh, this is a waste and I shouldn't have bought that. They return it and your bank charges back your credit card. We've had no chargebacks. So,
how many years?
Oh, we're just new. We're only about a year old.
Okay.
But we've done probably 600,000 in sales or something, and we're just coming out of the gate. So we're little, we're tiny, don't despise the day of small beginnings is a biblical truth that I subscribe to. And, you know, sometimes it's a David that takes out a Goliath. And nobody saw it coming.
We're looking for that.
We are looking for that.
In many ways, yeah.
And, but as far as, you know, success stories, we've seen people whose blood sugar levels have balanced out for them. And you can go out to PubMed, look up glutathione, space, blood sugar levels. You can take a look at all the information out there. We have a lot of people who feel like it's been the protection for them, for their immune system, with whatever that thing is that's going around, and we know it's always changing. But, you know, I've got an 81-year-old mom, and I really designed the product.
This?
Oh, yeah. You know, I send her extra. She can take four a day, you know, because she's been around, and my mom's quite a kind of faith-based person. I mean, she's 81 years old. She still leads 2 Bible studies a week, and she plays the guitar and leads worship on a guitar. So she's quite a unique lady, and she's like a mom to a bunch of people. She's quite amazing. And so she's stayed healthy. My brother and I had a big argument over it because my brother, you know, he went down the medical track in his dealing with what's going on out there. And he was mad with me because my mom didn't want to do that. Yeah. And so my mom was mad. He was kind of upset with me. We had this discussion about it. And I'm sending him science on, you know, glutathione and its relationship with all these different things to say, listen, I know that I'm doing the right things for supporting her physiology, you know. And, you know, he's coming back.
She's not been vaccinated?
She's not been vaccinated. She's 81 years old. She's healthy as can be. She's not fallen prey to things, which she thanks the Lord for, which I agree.
And glutathione.
And she gives credit to glutathione, but, you know, like I said, we can't treat, cure, or mitigate disease. That's just the FDA's requirement on us. And so, you know, we walk an important line to hold that bar. You know, the laws of the land are important. You know, even if I don't agree with them, I still think that they're important. I can see why we don't want people making medical claims about every, you know, herbal thing that's out there, because the science isn't there to validate a lot of it. So I believe in evidence-based, you know, nutrition, but we're on the food side of the FDA, so we don't make claims. But I will say this, if you do the homework, the educated consumer is our best customer. And you can have a confidence that if you're doing the right things for your physical body, then your immune system, that was a gift from your creator, is robust with whatever's coming down the line. And that doesn't mean people won't get sick. we've all get sick, and then you overcome, and you have antibodies, and you have a strong system that then says next time that thing shows up, your body's like,
attack.
Choo, 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 choo. I know that thing. Not coming in here, you know? I like to think of, Gandalf, and you shall not pass, bam, you know, and that, whatever that demon is like, you're not going through here, and I think our immune systems were designed to be like that.
Yeah, very well said. George, thanks for spending your time with us and joining Discuss the Truth. Give listeners some final words. Hey, give them a website where they can go to get the product.
Okay.
And some final words.
Well, we are a associate-based marketing. I can give you our website, which is Provision, ProVizion.com. And if you've heard this podcast, when you get to that website, you'll have to put in a ticket to support and tell them that you heard it through this podcast. And that way we can credit the right people with the purchase that you would want. And so we will do that for you. Matter of fact, I do have a website right here. If you go to live4freedom.org, LIVE4freedom.org, you will be put right into the right place of how to get access to the products, more information, and so forth. There is a business model involved for those that would be looking for a side hustle of some sort. And I will tell you, we're excited to go to the rest of the world. People need glutathione, and we look to be the delivery mechanism of that. So,
George, thank you very much.
Thank you.